The bill would make Superior's private water utility eligible for forgivable loans through federal funds awarded to a state loan program. State law currently bars private water systems from receiving loan forgiveness. It comes after Republicans stripped $200 million from the governor's proposed budget for lead line replacement. Democratic State Senator Melissa Ratcliffe said people around the state need that funding.
We need to fund the removal of these pipes. We need to be funding publicly owned entities whose priority is public health rather than private profit margins.
The bill's GOP author, State Senator Romaine Quinn, says the proposal is about fairness for Superior residents who would otherwise not qualify for the federal funds. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.